Full Service Radio is supported by Compass, the future of real estate in the Metro DC area and beyond. Discover more at compass.com.
You're tuned in to Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service Radio. Hey everybody, welcome to Direct Message with A Creative DC. We're live on Full Service Radio, broadcasting from the lobby of the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan in Washington, D.C. As always, I'm your host, I'm Morgan West. I am founder and director of the A Creative DC Project. And you've seen A Creative DC maybe on IG and Twitter. We are at A Creative DC. We promote creative community and creative economy to an audience of about 100,000. We also have a 1 million strong hashtag feed on social. So that means that when you scroll through the A Creative DC hashtag feed on Twitter and on Instagram, you're accessing perspective on and from this city through a million plus pieces of content. And it's all from the people and projects who populate it digitally and IRL. So we do this project because we're working to shift perception of creative Washington, D.C. So what that looks like, who's here, what's going on. Really, we are just so against the idea that D.C. is federal government and that's it. So we're just one of many projects who have kind of are working towards that end. We certainly could not do that alone. This project itself exists to amplify content that's going into the hashtag feed, and this podcast is just one of the new media ways in which we do that. So I am thrilled, super pumped, very jazzed to kick off this fresh season of Direct Message by talking about in helping amplify some fresh projects that we've come across in the Creative DC feed and beyond recently. So there is so much going on in this city at all times. Today, we're going to share just a few of those people and projects that we mentioned. We're going to share some things that we're excited to keep our eye on this September and really excited to also put all of this information on the acreativedc.com website. So as soon as this show wraps, we're going to get all this information up. There's going to be links galore. But for now, we're going to vibe on some general information here. So first up today, things we're excited about in September is, drumroll, Resource at Union Market. So Resource is it's a brand new project. It's headed up by Allison Bashai. So that's Allison with one L, A-L-I-S-O-N, Bashai, B-E-S-H-A-I. I spell it because you're definitely going to want to follow her personal account on Instagram. Allison is a designer and she does a lot of different things. So I'm just going to say she's a designer and she's a doer of things. As of this September, she is also founder of Resource. So I'm going to give you kind of the top level view of what Resource is. Resource is a design library, shop, and event series. So it's a 1 month temporary installation. It's a pop-up in the Union Market District. It runs from September 12th, which shockingly somehow is like next week, September 12th through October 14th. Filling the gap between general libraries and specialty bookstores, Resource is a public space for free utilization of design books and magazines and inclusive programming around various topics of design and its impact. How amazing is that? So that, you know, that's kind of the general about, but you can pop over to the Resource website. It's resourcelibrary.us. You can follow them on Instagram at Resource Library. And one of the things that really excited me about this project, I mean, just in general, I mean, it just sounds incredible. And I love that it's, you know, kind of fleeting. I'm really kind of pumped to see what happens after this month and see if it continues on. But really it sounds like it's filling a huge gap. And one of the other things that I think is really interesting about it is there's a lot of different people working on it. So Allison is heading this up. But when she sent out the information, she name checked a couple of other people and institutions and organizations. And I wanted to go through those too. Allison says that it's very much worth mentioning that I have in no way done this alone. So Ayana Zaire helped her out on this project. Ayana actually used to work with a Creative DC back in the day. Ayana, we love you. And she brings so much magic to every project that she is on. Ayana is also a designer and a I'm just going to revert to this, a doer of things, which means that this is a woman who does so many things that we can't give her just one title. Ayanna Zaire was an integral part of the planning process as her right-hand woman. Allison also goes on to thank Union Market for committing space to the project. Global architecture firm Gensler, they actually underwrote this project through an internal research grant and provided pro bono design execution for the interior of the space. I can't wait to see this space. It sounds incredible. DC Public Library, they are longtime friends of Creative DC. We love them so much. They provided over 300 books from their catalog collection. How amazing is that? The Deaf Studies Department at Gallaudet has been a phenomenal resource and collaborator of Resource Library. And Composite Co. have been an enormous partner on branding, signage, print, and web design. So again, if you kick over to the resource website, which again is resourcelibrary.us, it is beautiful and it looks like a book. And I'm such a cheeseball, but I'm just like, it looks like a book. I feel like I'm, you know, your mom describing what this website looks like. But Composite Co. did this, so of course it doesn't just look like a book. It looks like the coolest, most amazing book ever. So they've got all of their hours up there. They're open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're open. No, they're closed Monday and Tuesday. Okay. But again, they've got some great information up there. I am so personally excited about this project. I hope that you all are as well. So again, check them out. ResourceLibrary.us on Instagram at Resource Library. Congratulations, Allison Bashai, on this brand new project. We are all super pumped to see what happens starting September 12th. So listeners, if you're just joining us, welcome back to Direct Message with the Creative DC. You're welcome, I should say. We are spending today just talking about a few new projects and September things that we have our eye on. So the very first one was Resource, which is a month-long pop-up coming soon to Union Market. And the second is Uncensored. So, you know, we mentioned DC Public Library. They are part of the Resource Library. DCPL is a longtime friend of a Creative DC. We love what they do so much. They're the library. I don't know if we have to say more than that, but they are the library and they're so incredible. And September is always a really big month for the DC Public Library. And it's a big month because of a big week. And that week is Banned Books Week. So basically, libraries around the country every single September kind of rally around Banned Books Week. And it is really all about celebrating the freedom that we have to read, to create, and to express. And DC Public Library does an incredibly special job of making sure that we are really, really celebrating those things. And what they have done is not only do they have an event at the end of the month, which is actually September 28th. Again, we're going to put the flyer up on the creativedc.com homepage, website, gallery. You can link to it. There's still plenty of time to purchase your ticket because it is a fundraiser for what the DC Public Library does. So it goes to fund their programming in general. And I think the really cool thing about Uncensored, which is what DCPL calls their banned book celebration, the cool thing about Uncensored is that it really, it hones in on the theme, on the national theme for Banned Books Week, which this year is the literature of activism. It's called Words Ignite. And real quick, those books, it's a great lineup of books. So it's The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas, which I am like dying to read. It's been written up everywhere, and it just seems to be such a powerful book. Persepolis is on there. I think it's a lot of our favorites. Congressman John Lewis's book, March Book One, is on there. So it's, you know, we've got graphic novels. There's James Baldwin. There's The Collected Poems of Langston Hughes. And then Yaki Delgado Wants to Kick Your Ass by Meg Medina, which I have not read, but is like, it's on my list. It's also on my list. I need to make more time for this. So the books this year for Banned Books Week are excellent. We shall all read them whenever we have time. But the very, very cool thing about Uncensored is that not only is there a party on the 28th, and that is happening at Blind Wino, but DC Public Library actually makes this like a citywide thing because, of course, because the library is all over the city. So what they do is a citywide scavenger hunt. So you can listen in to WAMU.org or WAMU. You can listen in every day. And the DC Public Library is on there dropping hints about where to find each of those books that I just mentioned. So the DCPL has put hundreds of copies of books all across the city in all different locations. They're giving out clues every day. If you collect every book And they all have these like special covers. If you collect every book, you get entered to win a raffle prize. It's just very smart. So I'm gonna like drop a clue ahead of time. But we actually have, we have books here at the Line Hotel. So I'm actually sitting across from the cup we all race for right now in Full Service Radio. And we're a location this year. And not only is the Line a location for the books, but we're doing projections. We're doing some public art projections this weekend with the incredible artist Robin Bell of Bell Visuals. That's BELLVisuals.com. We're really going to be working with DC Public Library. So proud to partner with them. So proud to rally around Banned Books Week and Month and everything around it and celebrate these freedoms to read, to write, to create and express. And we are going to be doing that on the facade of the hotel, actually, on Saturday night from 8 to 9. 8 to 10. 8 to 10 p.m. So yeah, we'll put that information up. But really, I mean, all of this to say, the, you know, the biggest thing I would love for you guys to take away from this is DC Public Library is amazing. And they are so smart, I think, with the way that they just engage communities across the city. The Uncensored Party is a really fun way to start getting involved with the library. If you haven't kind of found yourself at the library recently, but, you know, of course, it's the library. Like, we want to make sure we're supporting them. This is a really, really fun kind of cocktail and art-filled way to start interacting with the library. So highly recommended. Again, we're going to put that up at acreativedc.com. And if you're just joining us today, hello, welcome to Direct Message with the Creative DC. We're about two-thirds of the way through today's weekly podcast. We're spending just a little bit of time talking about September projects that we are really, really excited about, things we're keeping our eye on, things that have kind of come across our desk. The first was Resource, which is an upcoming, really interesting kind of library, bookstore programming space that's coming to Union Market. It's a pop-up. It's opening September 12th. We talked about DC Public Library's Uncensored Party and Banned Books Week and, you know, projects with Robin Bell, who's an incredible, incredible DC artist. And the last thing we want to leave you with is like a fun read. So, you know, we're all talking about books here. Guess what I love? I love articles. I love an article. You can always fit an article in, even if the book that you just want to be reading is kind of, you know, got a little fold in its page and is on your nightstand. There's always time for an article during the day, isn't there? So today we are picking up Bon Appetit magazine and we're reading all about Simone Jacobson. This is an online article written by Jessica Sidman, who is with Washingtonian. She's a food writer. She contributed this piece about Simone Jacobson to Bon Appetit. I'm actually not sure if it's in print, but it is definitely, definitely online at bonappetit.com/story/Simone-Jacobson. I promise you I will put that link online so you can just go to acreativedc.com. But it is titled that Simone Jacobson is the cultural connector DC needs right now. The ultimate Renaissance woman is our superpowered DC honoree. So love this, love this, love this. If you're not familiar with Simone's work, she is just, I mean, she's amazing. So, you know, it's just, I promise you I'm not going to read this article out loud to you. But Simone does everything from teach yoga. She's the deputy director for Words, Beats, and Life, quote unquote, a nonprofit that aims to transform lives through hip hop. She helps organize festivals and cultural events for Smithsonian museums, and she co-owns a Burmese bodega selling all kinds of Asian foods and products. So again, this is an article written by a DC writer, Jessica Sidman, about Simone Jacobson, who is just, you know, putting out creative work all over DC. So again, we're going to put the link to this Bon Appetit Healthy-ish article up on the Creative DC homepage at acreativedc.com. But definitely, we encourage you to spend a couple minutes learning about the work that Simone does, because there's a really good chance that you've interacted with it in some capacity, even if you don't know it. So guys, that's it. That's kind of like our September spotlight. How about that? I should have thought about that one before. should have thought of that 14 minutes ago. But this has been a September spotlight on some projects and some things that have kind of come across our desk that we, you know, wanted to get on your radar too. You can go to acreativedc.com. We're going to have links, photos, all of those good things up there so that you guys can check this out on your own time. But again, really just so excited to see Simone Jacobson featured in Bon Appetit. So excited about DC Public Library and their month-long commitment to really kind of celebrating the premise of Banned Books Week. And again, Resource Library is just a project that we are so stoked on and just sounds so incredible that's coming to Union Market starting September 12th. So that's it, y'all. You can expect Direct Message weekly. We'll be back next Wednesday with a guest. Really excited about that. You can generally catch us Wednesdays at 1 p.m. live if you want to listen in live, but you can also check us out on fullserviceradio.org anytime. The A Creative DC Project is on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at A Creative DC, and we are, again, online at acreativedc.com. This project would not exist without perspective outside of our own, and we are just so grateful to Full Service Radio that we are able to take these weekly dives into the A Creative DC hashtag feed. So Full Service, sincerely, thank you. You can follow along with them in this project at fullserviceradio.org, at Full Service Radio on Instagram, and at Full Service RDO on Twitter. Until next week, I'm Morgan West, and this has been Direct Message with A Creative DC.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter at FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook at Full Service Radio. Thanks for listening.